In this week's parsha is parsha's Vayeschanan. It's also Shabbos Nachamu, Laftorah, special Laftorah, Nachamu Ami. And I want to share with you a quick idea, quick machshava, reflection, if you will, that I think is probably very, very relevant for all of us in camp and wherever we are in life. It's relevant for today and for the rest of our lives. And I think it goes like this. In the beginning of the parasha, the Torah describes a lot of mussar that Moshe gives Bnei Yisrael. In Perek Dalet, it tells a brief description about what's going to happen. Har Sinai, it tells them about how great Bnei Yisrael reached when they came to Har Sinai. There's a mitzvah, according to the Ramban, a mitzvah to remember the experience of Har Sinai. That you stood under the mountain and the mountain was burning with fire, Alev HaShemayim. There was darkness, there was clouds. Hashem spoke from the fire. I'm now in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yud Gimel. And he wrote down the Luchos. Hashem then commanded Moshe Rabbeinu to teach the Torah to Bnei Israel. And do the Torah, keep the Torah, learn the Torah. In the land that you're going into. Listen to this next pasuk. V'nishmartem me'od l'nafshoseichem. Says the Torah, you're supposed to be very, very careful with your soul. Why? Because when Hashem spoke to you at Har Sinai, so there was no images, it was only Hashem that spoke to you from Har Sinai. What's so fascinating, what's so remarkable about this pasuk is the following. Where does it say in the Torah that you're supposed to take care of yourself? Where is the Torah you're supposed to take care of your health? Where is the Torah you're not supposed to do things that are dangerous, that are too risky, overly risky? It says it over here. Torah says, "V'nishmartem me'od," you should be very, very careful. "L'nafshoseichem," to your soul. What's amazing to me is the following. The first thing, after Har Sinai, which the Torah records, that Moshe commands Bnei Yisrael is, take care of your soul. V'nishmartem me'od l'nafshoseichem. Don't do anything that's too risky. The first teaching, it doesn't say keep Shabbos, doesn't say kashrus, doesn't say even love Hashem, fear Hashem, all the great mitzvahs that are coming up later in the parasha. He says, take care of yourself. Don't do things that are too wild. Eat a healthy, balanced diet. Make sure it includes cookies, Bisley, pretzels, chocolate, and Doritos, and make sure you drink the water. Rabosai, listen very, very carefully. So number one I want to point out is that the first thing after Har Sinai is take care of yourselves. But it doesn't say take care of your guf. It says, v'nishmartem me'od, you should guard a lot your soul. And the reason is as follows. Of course this means take care of your bodies. Of course it means don't do things that are crazy. Don't jump off a cliff, chas v'shalom. Don't drive very, very fast. We'll come to you very soon, Mirtz Hashem. Don't do wild and crazy things. But why does it say, v'nishmartem me'od l'nafshoseichem? And the answer is because the reason why you have to take care of your body and your well-being is because your body isn't just a body. Your body houses your soul. Your body is the safeguard of your soul. And therefore the Torah doesn't just tell you to be very careful, but it says be careful with your soul, because taking care of your body is taking care of your soul. Healthy body is healthy soul. If the body becomes unhealthy and deteriorates and chasam gets sick and not well, unfit, that's also a sign of the soul that's not doing so well. And I thought I would spend a few minutes talking with you about some very practical things, as much time as we have. Few minutes by talking practically about just taking care of ourselves. I was probably inspired by a comment that Rutursky made to me earlier this week when we were driving. I mentioned to you, but I'll review it for those that may have missed it. Rutursky told me, as I showed him those cameras, the new cameras they put up on the highway, he said if he was running for a platform for the Israeli government in this country, which he's not doing, don't worry, he said he would run on road safety, road security. Not on the physical safety, not on terrorist safety and security, but on road safety and security. Because whether the numbers are Well, the numbers are staggering. There's unfortunately much too many road accidents in this country, which take the lives, unfortunately, or injure many, many people unnecessarily, unfortunately. We heard this week about an accident in America. Reuven Feinstein, one of the Gedolim of America, or the Rosh Yeshiva, the Staten Island Yeshiva, who he and his Rebbetzin were in a car accident this past week. They should have a refuah. They're hopefully okay. They should have a refuah shlema. Mir Hashem. I want to even say a little bit further, Rabbi Osai. A little further. And that's as follows. I remember I was at Ovaya one time many years ago. It struck me. And what I say now should be as a chus for the nifter. The person that Ovaya was, his name was Benny Eisner. Is that so? Benny Eisner was a Rebbe for many years in BMT, a Rebbe in Mevaseret, a Rebbe in Leva Torah, a Rebbe in Shraga, Rav Benny Eisner. There's a good chance your fathers may have had him, if they were in any of those places, as a Rebbe. A very, very special person. He was in Gross when people were in Gross. An amazing person. He unfortunately got cancer and passed away young. And I remember his Levaya was on a Matzah Shabbos, late night, Saturday night, and they read his will at the Levaya. Out loud. He read his will. And one of the first things in his will was to his children and his students, please, I beg of you, he said, please make sure that you have tires, T-I-R-E-S, tires on your car that are stable and not worn out and not rubbed out. Because more, this is what he said, he writes in his will, because more accidents happen on the road than anything else in this country in terms of taking lives of people. I thought that was so remarkable. That what's he worried about when he passed away? He's worried about his students and his children. They should make sure that the road safety is of importance to them. We're in the middle of the summer. It was 104 degrees yesterday in Beit Shemesh. 103 in Eilat. Yeah, we topped Eilat yesterday. We were hotter in Beit Shemesh. Eilat. It was boiling hot. You walk outside, you felt like you were walking into an oven. What does that mean? You drink. It was hot last night on TSY. Thank God they had water bottles, I think. Water, you gotta drink. You gotta make sure you stay hydrated.
I barely had water.
You're going on a trip, you're going on a hike, whatever, you're going on a teal, you're playing ball this afternoon, you're in the sun, blazing sun. You have to take care of yourself. Moshe Rabbeinu's first message to Bnei Yisrael is Nishmartem Me'ol Nafsho Seichem, take care of your soul. Your body is the safeguard of your soul. Take care of your soul. Take care of your when you drive safely. My wife is very machmir. We get in the car. She won't put the car into drive until the kids all check. They all say that their seatbelts are on. And she sometimes she's like, sometimes it's a little annoying for my kids. Like, Ma! Their father is not as machmir about it. I'm very machmir. They wear seatbelts. But I don't ask them. I assume that maybe I'm a little bit too trusting. And I shouldn't be maybe. I'm talking to myself right now. It's not a joke. Road security is not a joke. Taking care of a person's body is not a joke. In America, there are a lot of people that are obese. In Eretz Yisrael, it's the same in Eretz Yisrael, unfortunately. I'm not talking about people that are, sometimes people they can't do anything about it, and maybe it's but health wise, just especially to take care of one's health, it's not healthy. What does Hashem want from us? Supposed to say. Har Sinai is so important. What's the first takeaway from Har Sinai? The first takeaway from Har Sinai is take care of yourselves. I'll close with this. In the morning in davening, there's a tefillah we say, L'olam yehadu yirei shamayim. I went to the following beautiful diyuk. It says, L'olam yehadu, a person should always be a person yirei shamayim. Before a person could be yirei shamayim, you have to be an adam. L'olam yehadu. You have to be a mensch. Then you could be Yirei Shamayim. Then you could be God-fearing. If you're not a mensch, you can't be God-fearing. Most basic, on a most basic level, what it means to be a mensch is to be a person who takes care of himself, who's healthy, who's balanced, who's well, who eats healthfully, and exercises healthfully, and drinks enough to make himself well, and drives carefully, and does things in a healthy, normal way, because we should understand and always never forget that, of course, we have a body, but the body is the outer shell. And the main essence of a person is their soul. And the Torah tells us, you want to make sure you take care of yourself, take care of your body. But it's not about the body. It's about the soul. We should be zocha to mekayim this mitzvah behidur rav in the most beautiful way possible. To take care of our bodies and take care of our souls. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
Everybody, please help. Please help.
No, it's right here.